now more than ever, you need a source of news you can trust. And you have such a source in WYPR. Members are our most important source of funding, and we need you now more than ever so we can continue to keep you informed amid the pandemic with honest, accurate journalism. You can make a pledge at WYPR.org. If you're a sustaining member, consider an additional gift or increasing your monthly pledge. We could not be here without you, and we thank you so much.
For a growing share of older Americans, retirement may be approaching, but so too is a new job, unpaid care for the elderly. According to U.S. Labor Department statistics, the share of Americans aged 65 and over supplying unpaid elder care expanded to more than 19% recently, up from about 16% during the 2011-2012 period. As indicated by Sarah Cheney of the Wall Street Journal, the share also rose for Americans aged 55 through 64. The rise in older Americans providing care for members of their own demographic group fits neatly with trends in aging population. Caregiving for those aged 65 and over is frequently provided by spouses. Elder care providers are defined as people who have provided any care in recent months to someone aged 65 or older who needs assistance because of a condition related to their aging. These caregivers supply assistance in activities ranging from meal preparation to transportation. Approximately one quarter of providers supply care on any given day, spending an average of nearly 3 hours offering assistance. Interestingly, while older Americans are increasingly offering care for the elderly, younger age brackets offering care declined during a recent four-year period. If one considers the broadest picture, 16% of America's population supplied unpaid elder care during the most recent two-year period, roughly in line with prior years. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Aniban Basu.